Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you perhaps not feeling in the best state right now? You're not feeling as confident as you might like to be towards something. Well, today we're going to talk about state management in terms of moving towards things and feeling more confident. And if you stay until the end, I have a point then that you'll not want to miss. Now, just before we dive in, if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly confidence newsletter and also receive a free confidence tip. All you got to do is click in that link in the show notes below. So I worked out the other day. Well, I work out most days. Not as much as I liked on my recent trip, but I still kind of kept my running up and everything like that. So well done me. Of which reminds me, I need to update my exercise planner because I've not written down what I've done yet. And what I found when I really worked out hard yesterday was there's a couple of things that happened. I wasn't my best day, right? And I shared a little bit with people, and perhaps, again, it's not about expectations, and that's something I've really had to learn and still working through, that perhaps I didn't get the response or support I wanted when I reached out for help. And that's probably one of the biggest things I'm working through, because I always like to come back to me to support myself, but sometimes feel like my support system's not 100% with me. And again, it's not about expecting everyone to like drop their things and then listen to me, but there's one or two people that perhaps I would just like a bit more support, and I like to support other people as well, particularly if I work with them, right? Particularly if I've employed them. Anyway, right, and I try to, you know, reach out, but what I found is I went and really worked out hard, and I felt dramatically better, and it got me thinking that actually, when I change my state, then my thinking follows into a more positive thing rather than trying to think myself into a good thing. And there's a great book, I wasn't even going to mention this, but there's a great book I read years ago called High Status by Jason Capital. And he talks about actually taking action first and then our state changes. And it's so true. Yet often we hear about we need to think in a certain way. And I believe the two go in parallel, like, work on your thoughts, but also work on your actions. Okay. And another thing that I found really, I'm starting to be a breathwork facilitator. Again, like I said this in the other episode, that I'm going to be offering opportunities to do online breathwork, which is a game changer. I'm going to be doing that for a very reasonable investment for everyone so they can get access to it. But breathwork for me has been a fundamental for my mental health and my state change, for my confidence. And what that does is it goes deep into the body and allows your state to change by regulating your nervous system and then working through some of those rather than just trying to go mentally to the thoughts, which most of us do. That's like, I've had lots of, you know, therapy, I've had lots of coaching, and it's been great. It's amazing. Definitely recommend it. Yet what I think it sometimes fails to address is actually how we're feeling in our body. And when we ignore that and we just try and go mentally, we're very limited, because a lot of our subconscious mind, which drives like 90-95% of our behavior, is in our body. So we're just going for the 5-10% in our heads alone. That's not going to be as effective as if we tackle our body as well. So it's really, really important that I go into my body to change my state. And then I start thinking about people like some of these role models, inspirational people that I follow out there. People like Tony Robbins jumps into a freezing cold lake every day, right? And that changes his state. Joseph McClendon, my mentor, he does stretching, he does all sorts of things in the morning to really get him in the right state. And so I just want to talk about this because mentally, if we just, it's important, like I say, mentally to think the right way, look at our thoughts. Yet if we don't look at our state and how we're feeling and do something to move our body and change that, whether that's breath work, whether that's exercise, then we're going to be limited. So I'm going to go through some points in a minute. I want to ask you this though. If you're just like, right, I want to feel good, I'm going to think good, I'm going to think good, right, okay, I'll feel a bit happier, and you just stuck there and you've not changed your state, how does that help you? Because you're anything like me, it doesn't do me any favors when I'm just trying to think alone and not actually change my body. So the first point I'm going to say is do something early, do something as soon as possible. I like to do breath work ASAP when I wake up, right? Because that changes my state. It allows me to regulate my nervous system. Some people jump in a cold shower. I'm not doing that at the moment. I have done that and that does help. Yet at the moment, I'm not doing it. So do something earlier, change your state. Maybe you get up and do some press-ups, whatever it is. Do something to really change your state. Don't do, obviously, I'm not a health professional or advisor or anything like that. So full disclaimer on that. But obviously, try not to use your common sense and don't like suddenly start bench pressing masses amount as soon as you get out of bed, right? Because your body can get hurt that way. So if you're going to exercise, obviously do it cautiously, right? Anyway, and same with cold showers. Obviously know your body, consult someone if you need to. But do something that's going to allow you to change your body and how it's feeling, right? The second thing, schedule time to express. What do I mean by expressing? So when challenging emotions come up, we can do two things. We can ignore it, which is suppressing. This isn't the third point, but just a side note. Repressing is when you unconsciously do it, something so painful that you automatically gets pushed away. I've had that in childhood when I repress like grief, and it's something I'm still working through. But suppression is when you just push something away and it's not healthy, right? If you keep building things up. Or you can express. Now, expressing is what children do. It is what a lot of animals do. They shake their body. They're in like a stressful situation. They'll throw temper tantrums. They'll shake their body. And that's good. That's what's needed. Now, right. As an adult, if you're in the office, someone upsets you, I'm not saying that you need to start rolling on the floor and crying like a little kid, right? Yeah, obviously there's a little bit of common sense in here. What I am suggesting though, is you find some time to yourself to shake off, do some kind of movement, express yourself from all the stresses. Sometimes I will just scream into my pillow. I will cry into my pillow. I don't cry like every day exactly, but now and then like things have really built up. I might need to do that. I'm going to be very honest with you. The other day, things built up so much. I was crying like a seven-year-old because I was actually feeling what I felt when I was a seven-year-old. And I was hugging my teddy bear that I have with me for life. And I felt really good after it, but I was really upset by a number of things. It kind of got down into deep wounds. So I just want to be really transparent with that. And I allow myself the time to do that. Now, if you're like, I don't have time to do these things. Well, it's going to impact on your time in the future because you're going to be so built up. You're going to be so stressed and it's going to make you unproductive. So saying like, oh, it's not important for me to express. It is, right? I make sure I do it regularly, right? Sometimes I might need it more some days than others. And then the third one, scheduling smiling. Now, it can be really hard when you're just in a stressful day, you're upset, you're anxious, but just try it, just schedule it in, right? I remember smiling when I was really miserable, really angry, really peeved, I don't know how to use that word, really annoyed. And I scheduled it in and I just was smiling. And what that did was allowed my state to change. So that's a really, really effective one as well. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just to get onto that, I want to say that it's really important to schedule in, right, these expressions and things like that, like I just said, and making sure you've got time to actually change your state. And also want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, and you can do that by hitting the link in the show notes below. Okay, and the extra point I really want to share with you is schedule time to feel bad as well. Like, not if you don't feel bad, but like have some time in the day where it's blocked out, so when you need it, even if it's like 10-15 minutes, that if you really need it, it kind of links to an expression one, that if you really need it, you can do that. Because sometimes it's not the right moment to keep feeling bad, right? Sometimes you need to get on with things, right? But it's really important you make the time later or some point in the day to actually feel bad. Because again, you need to express. If it's stored in the body, it's just going to impact on you long term. And this is why stress is the number one killer. And if you keep let letting stress build up, it's going to hurt your health a lot. So make sure you find time to feel bad. Let it all out, right? Scream, cry, whatever you need to do. And also, if you want to go a step further, this, I would really suggest getting a somatic breathwork facilitator, because they'll be able to work through this stuff with you. I've got my own coach on this, and it's really, really helpful. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives, for being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.